Mr. Boyd, you were born on the West Coast at Bay of Islands.
Yeah.
Petrie's is called.
That's right.
Your parents came from Little Bay Islands, was that it?
No, sir. Little Bay.
And they moved to Petrie's.
That's right. My mother's father shifted over there, see.
Why would they move over there?
I don't know.
Good fishing, I suppose. The herring fishery.
Yes.
So how old were you then when you came back to this part of the island?
I was 5 years old when my mother died over there.
And your father moved
back here, Little Bay.
Mm-hmm. He worked in the mine, did he?
Yeah, worked in the mines.
How old are you now, Mr. Boyd?
I'm 81, sir.
So the mine was going pretty strong then, wasn't
it? Oh, my dear man, yes.
There was lots of employment here then, wasn't there?
Plenty of it, sir.
But was there anybody living here at Southbrook then?
Not a soul. Not one.
Just a few at Halls Bay, they call it.
Oh, yes, here. Over in Springdale, yeah.
Yeah, and at Halls Bay.
But there...
No
there
one.
Was no one, only a government camp we had for the carrying the mail, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were a mail carrier, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
How long?
15 years from Little Bay Islands and 2 trips to Badger.
15 years?
Yep. Little Bay to Little Bay Islands.
How many miles is that?
9 miles.
Wow. How much did you get for that, Mr. Boyd?
$17.50 a week.
How many trips would you make?
One trip a week. Yeah.
When was your favorite time to travel, winter or summer?
Winter.
You have your dog sleigh?
Oh, my dear man, yes.
But what about in the summer? How would you get around?
Go on boat then, see. I didn't carry summertime, see. The boat used to take.
Oh, that's right, sure, the coastal boat.
Yeah, coastal boat.
So it was just a winter and a fall and spring.
Yeah, it's the spring, up to December, now up to April month.
Mm-hmm.
Because the roads would be all there going in there, see, in April month.
Yes.
And you'd have to hook up 2 teams and take one sled and go back for the other one. See? That's what we used to have to do.
So you'd have a halfway house, a tilt.
Yes, we had camps every 5 miles. Yeah.
So it would always be food kept in that. And
oh, yeah, we'd have our own lunch, you know, and that.
So if you had to stay overnight, you could
we'd stay overnight.
Up there.
You know,
yes.
All the time, every week, we'd have to stay one night.
Yes,
at Gulpan.
Mm-hmm.
That was our main camp.
Was there much wildlife here then, Mr. Boyd?
Not as much as it is now, sir.
No?
No. But there was plenty of rabbits.
Hmm.
Oh, yes, there were plenty of rabbits. Any amount of them.
What about moose? No moose then? That was
the scattered one, but not so plenty.
We're talking now about the, 1920s, 30s?
Oh, yes, up in the 30s, that
one. The 30s,
actually,
yeah.
30s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Days of commission of government.
Yes.
Would you encounter many caribou or any caribou?
Up on the White Hills.
Yeah.
Up on the White Hills.
How far away is that from here?
Oh, that's quite a ways. That's up to the Gaff Topsons. You hear tired of the Gaff Topsons? Eh?
So you'd have to go a long ways to get your caribou.
Oh, my dear man, yes. There used to be plenty of them up there.
Well, you passed along here now.
But at that time, you know, back in them years, my father used to go up and get 3 every fall. That's what you could go and get 3 moose, or caribou.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can't get nothing.
Now, how would they keep that with no refrigeration?
Oh, well, freezes, you know. Wintertime. They wouldn't go out in the wintertime.
We must have had colder winters, though.
Oh, my God, we had colder winter. Don't you worry about that, sir.
What was your first job, Mr. Boyd? What did you do first?
First?
Yeah, when you were, when you left school. You got your schooling in...
A little bit. I was started with the skipper farming. We had land, you know. We had a lot of land down there.
Where, a little bit?
Yeah.
I didn't think there was any good farming land there.
What, in Little Bay? My dear man, there's any amount of land in Little Bay.
Good for farming?
Oh, my son.
What did you grow?
Potatoes, turnips, cabbage, old work. We had about 300 barrels of potatoes every fall, grow.
Where did you sell that then?
Oh, Little Bay Islands, Till Cove, one place the other, right around in boat and sell $3 a barrel.
Wow. What else did you grow besides potatoes?
Oh, turnips, cabbage, all like that.
What was the price of cabbage then?
Oh, about 5 cents a pound.
You think it was hardly worth your while, was it?
Well, there you are.
But you made a living at it.
You had to live at it, sir.
Yeah.
You had to live at it. Carry a barrel of potatoes then in one of those big oat sacks, you know. Mm-hmm. You have a barrel of potatoes, put them on your back and bring them in one other cellar and dump them out, $3 a barrel. Get them for $3 a barrel now, will you?
Mm-hmm.
Not hardly.
But Little Bay was a fairly prosperous place, too, wasn't it?
Oh, Little Bay, yes. Little Bay was a good place.
What happened then, Mr. Boyd?
Copper went down, sir. Copper went down. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of work there. A lot of people lived there then.
And where did they go then, the people who moved out of Little Bay?
One place
to the other mining towns in the area.
Some went over Sydney. Mm-hmm. One place and the other.
So what did your father do then?
We still stayed at the land.
He stayed there, didn't
he?
He
owned the land, yeah. It was only a small crowd, so it was only me and him there then. The other brother was gone. I only had one brother, one sister.
Well, that was too bad the place folded.
Oh, my dear, man.
And the same thing happened down at Philly's Island, didn't it?
Yeah, wonderful land in Little Bay, you know. Wonderful land.
What do you think the biggest population was in Little Bay, you know?
Well, one of mine was, well, I couldn't say it rightly.
I suppose 1,000 people or more, wasn't
oh,
it?
Oh, way over that, yeah. Yeah.
You had your own hospital there, didn't they? Or?
No. You had to go to Philly's Island then. The hospital in Pilly's Island.
That's right, it's a Grenfell hospital, wasn't it, Pilly's Island.
Yeah.
And Tilcove, did they have their hospital there?
No, sir. No hospital in Tilcove. Mm. And my grandfather worked in Tilcove, see? When she closed down, he come to Little Bay and works. So she closed down.
Where did the Boyds come from now, when they came to Newfoundland first? And where did they settle?
My grandfather's father come from England.
Do you know what part of England?
No, I don't know what part, sir. I hear him talking about it, you know.
Yeah. And he went to where when he left England? Where did he land, I wonder?
He landed down there at Twillingate somewhere. Some part of Twillingate.
There are Boyds down there now.
Oh, yes.
Boyds
that,
Cove,
that's where he come from, see?
Yes. Yeah. So I guess they're related to you people.
That's his brother, see?
Mm-hmm.
And them spread around, you know.
So you didn't have much experience with fishing, did you?
No. Not a big lot.
No. But you did fish.
Oh, yes. I had 2 summers.
You went down to the French shore, you said?
Down Tampa shore, you know.
That's down by the Grey Islands, Mr. Boyd, isn't it?
Grey Islands, yes, sir.
You were telling me about this Mother Burke down on Cape John. I've often heard the men talk about that. What is it, a rock formation, is it? It
comes up like that, sir, something like that, you know. It goes right up, kind of sharp.
Mm. Why do they call it Mother Burke?
Well, I don't know why.
Who was Mother Burke? Do you ever find out?
But she's just like an old lady, you know, with a shawl on.
Mm.
And there's a cross right up on the top of her.
Someone put it there, did they?
Someone went up with two hand gaffs. And he tells me it was Dickie Foster. I don't know whether it's right or not, but that's what he tells me he went up there.
Who was Dickie Foster?
Well, no, I don't know. I never seen him.
Foster's a name down there, isn't it, around Shuko?
Yeah, and he belonged over to King Shuko, see?
Yes.
That's where he come from, Shuko, from Foster. But there's a cross up there, sir, no trouble to see him.
I dare say somebody was drowned during the old days.
And he went up there and put that cross on, so they say.
Mm.
But she, just like an old lady... Same thing.
Must look spooky in the when it's foggy.
My dear man.
You look over that in the foggy, in the stormy day.
Yes, sir. I guarantee you see something to look at. Mm. Oh, you never done around there. Huh?
I was, but I don't remember that. I was out near Cape John Island, you know, there's Gull Island. I was on the Gull Island, you know, around there.
Yeah.
Mr. Boyd, you were glad to get clear of fishing, though, I guess, eh? Wasn't for you, was it?
We got $2 a candle.
Mm.
$2.
Yeah.
Something.
And so then you went to Little Bay Islands.
Yeah.
And then you worked for the government. You worked...
I worked there for strong so long, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And then winter time I used to carry the mail.
So you
that's
worked...
That's where you used to get me a little bit of cash, too. Mm-hmm.
You were telling me that you didn't get cash, you got a note.
No, but it's winter time when I was carrying the mail.
Yeah, but I mean in the summer
it was strong.
Yeah.
Well, all you get there is you know it. 60 hours, as you know, it was good for $9 in goods.
So
store,
at the end of the week you got that?
Yeah, Monday, every Monday.
Monday was payday,
yeah? Yeah.
You only could get...
Well, just what they had in their store.
Supposing they were out of butter, what then?
Oh, do without it till they come.
You couldn't go to another store?
No, not at all. That was in the question altogether.
Of course, that was the system all over Newfoundland, wasn't it?
Most of it, yes. Yes, never see a dollar.
So you were glad to get that money then from the
winter time.
Mail carrying in the winter.
Oh, yes.
You find it lonely, Mr. Boyd?
No.
Traveling, you know?
No. Did you leave Springdale there and you wouldn't see nothing else, you get the badges.
Did you ever meet anybody, though?
Eh?
Any hunters or anybody?
No, you wouldn't meet a soul.
Trapping or anything? What about the Mi'kmaq people? Were they around here then?
There was a couple. They live right out there by the water.
Did you ever encounter those people?
Oh, yes. Good people.
Yes.
Yeah.
They did their trapping in her, didn't they?
Yeah, boy, and I guarantee you they could trap. And you wouldn't lose them on the White Hills. Then you know you go up with them. Steve Stevenson was his name.
Wonder why the
job job lose him, sir.
I wonder why they settled here at Southbrook.
I don't know.
Good hunting, I guess, in the old days.
There's a lot of people, see. Now, they're coming all the time. They're building up there all the time, see.
Why did you come here, then, to Southbrook?
Eh? Well...
What decided you not to leave Little Bay Islands to come here?
I was on the mainland. Yeah. I come to the mainland. Mm-hmm. That's where my work was, too. On the mainland, see.
What was your work then?
Winter time was the mail, yeah. And between the doctor. I take the doctor around. See? Mm-hmm. We had a doctor, see?
On Little Bay Island.
Yeah, and then he shifted to Springdale. Now he wanted me to come up there, see, so I'd be handy to him with my dog team, see? That's how I come to shift up there.
How much would you get for that then and carry the doctor around?
$4 a day. I start in the morning about 5 o'clock and sometimes we'll be 11 in the night before you get there.
Must have been hard for the doctor not used to traveling like that, eh?
But yes, sir, I don't know how he's doing it. I don't know.
And I guess you went some pretty stormy times. Say, people get sick, get the most awkward hours and times.
Hold your tongue, what is it?
Did you ever have any bad experiences, Mr. Boy?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about them.
I went up Long Tickle down there one time, and going across, and he said to me, Art, he said, "Hoist looks good here." I said, "Which, Doc? It looks bad to me. Look at the three dogs," I said, "in the water." And I had a big drug, you know, a big horseshoe on. And stood on, hold her up. And they got out and come around and come back. And one of the horseshoe come up, took the piece right out, clear a drop of water.
What'd you do then?
Come on back. Went on back then where we left from.
So the patient had to...
We had to come back then and go up this way, come up Springdale, see this way and go down. Now we'd have got there very quick if we could have crossed Long Island, see?
Yeah.
A Long Tickle, wouldn't it? I couldn't get the ice from there, too bad.
Would the dogs know sometimes when you're on dangerous ice, you know?
Oh, I guess they would.
They'd sense it, would they?
Oh, I guess
And you'd would. Know then that you shouldn't
yes,
go
sir.
There.
Hmm. Well, see, you had the doctor on. And you weren't supposed to be on bad ice with a doctor. The driver was supposed to know and look after that.
You're responsible.
Yeah, responsible for them.
Would he take anything with him to eat, you know, on the way? Or
no,
would you pack a lunch or anything?
Nah.
A thermos of hot tea or anything? You make some tea or anything?
No, you smoke cigarettes enough, 2 or 3 packs a day.
What about liquor? Would he take a bottle of anything, you know, hard liquor?
If he had it.
A swig of that'll keep you warm, yeah, I suppose.
Yes. No, we'd leave Springdale. We'd get down to Petty's Island, see, about 2 o'clock or so, like that.
You'd leave 5 in the morning, you say?
Well, yes. Mm-hmm. Some mornings leave 5 o'clock. It was always a rush job, you know.
You know, it was someone sick, yeah.
Someone sick, and you're going on dock. You're not a car you were going in.
How would you dress?
Oh,
you learned from experience.
I just have me.
Your long johns, for sure.
Oh, you Lord, finishes.
Yeah, what if you fell in then, Mr. Boy? Would you have anything extra to wear, you know, some dry clothes on hand?
No, sir. I fell in one time, 5 times. I was going out with the mail a little bit on.
And I
had to stand up before the store to thaw the ice, thaw my boots off.
Never got a cold?
No, not a thing, Dan.
You're a pretty strong man.
5 times the one day, now going across. And I had a boat, too, you know.
And you were responsible for the mail bag,
oh,
then?
Oh, yes, you had to. Oh, you had to sign, you know.
Yes, yeah, you were responsible for that.
Oh, yes. Mm. You know how many bags you had, say 2, 3, 10, or whatever it was.
And you couldn't tamper with that. You just everything was sealed, eh?
Oh, yes.
I guess Christmas...
There's their catalog. That wasn't sealed. Well, you're getting a bit of money for it then.
Sure.
That's the only bit of money you get.
I guess Christmas time you had a lot of extra mail, eh? A lot of Christmas cards and more mail then than any time of the year,
yes.
I suppose, yeah. Would you dread that time of the year?
Well, the most times you dread with the mail, sir, is when the catalog has come.
No.
It was
Eden's catalog.
Yeah. Eden's and Simpson's thing.
What was the most you could take?
Well, we used to have take as high as 22, 23 bags on a sled.
Were you alone then?
No. There's 4 of us, you know.
Is that right? 4 of you?
Oh, yeah, 4 teams. A lot of mail.
Yes, I guess so. Yeah.
You take 23 bags, that'll be 46 bags for 2 sleds. Boy Red of Overstreet. You come on through here then.
You're responsible for where? From
from Badger to Little Bay Island. My mail was. And I had that on too, see. But we got to go to Little Bay, and that's where we started, see, Little Bay. 15 years.
For 15 years at that.
Yep.
So what did you do then when you gave up fishing?
We'll go to work wherever we get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Strong's room. Mm-hmm.
And you say
Buckins, I worked in Buckins 7 years.
In the mine there?
Yeah. Yeah. Working Buckins 7 years. I worked over in Stephenville when they built up the base there. I worked in Argentia when they built up the base there.
Carpenter work and
you're
a man of all trades.
No, I was oil there, machines, you know. Mm.
But what did you do? You did do carpenter work, didn't you?
Or
did
not too much.
No?
Not too much.
So what did you do over in Stephenville?
Pipe covering.
Oh.
Covering pipes, you know?
Mm-hmm. When you told me you worked with explosives, is that right?
Oh, yes, I worked with the government that day, yes.
That's when you left now,
When all that was built up, see.
Mm-hmm.
Come after me to go and do it, see.
So you came here to Southbrook 40 years ago?
Oh, yes, with all that, sir.
There was nothing here then?
No, there was a camp out down the hill. Mm-hmm. That's all it
is. Why did you decide to come here?
Well, like I told you, I was on the mainland.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right, sure.
I never had to pay a boat to land me up at a dock team.
No.
I was on the mainland going myself.
Yes. Eh? And Little Bay Islands is a bit remote, isn't it? You know, difficult to get off at times.
You take a trip, the badge of $5, and if you was on Little Bay Island and had to pay a boat, you'd have to pay $6 for the boat, so you wouldn't have much left for yourself.
How did you feel then about leaving your old home, you know, and coming in here?
Did your wife
feel all right about it, you know?
Oh, yes.
You
know. Yes.
You had two children, you say, is it?
I had four, sir.
Were they growing up then when you came here?
Girls were all big. Yeah. The young fella, he was born there. I'm treating born a little bit.
So it was a good move to come here then?
Oh, yeah.
So what did you do about the schooling for the children?
Well, the school, yeah.
Many people from Little Bay Islands move here then?
There was quite a few there then, camps then, you know, for winter time, see? For rabbit kitchens. Mm.
Would the people on Little Bay Islands, the whole entire family, move from the island, come in here in the winter?
Oh, yes.
Time?
Oh, yes.
But some stayed on the island, didn't they?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Some stayed.
But that was the thing in Newfoundland, wasn't it,
yep,
the old days?
That was it, sir.
Especially people who lived on islands.
Go up in the bay for the winter.
Yeah.
As you would.
Yes, warmer. And someone said they take their hens with them and...
Oh, yes, sure. Yeah. Goats.
Yeah. For their milk and for their eggs.
Yeah.
Well, that must have been some ordeal that I have to go through all that, take all the animals up here, hey, from...
Yeah, we never had none then.
Mm-hmm. Do you enjoy that? Did you look forward to going in the woods, into the tilt?
Oh, yes, I liked that.
What would the children do, Mr. Boyd? Would they get any education then during the winter when they were in the woods?
Oh, yeah, we had school here, see? Mm-hmm. When I come out, there was a school here.
No, but I was thinking about the people before anybody was settled here, when they had their own tilts in here and they get their wood for the winter, you know what? Would the families come with them?
Oh, yes.
Well, I suppose their mothers would teach them, would they? Or who?
No, they have school here, see? They have school out there.
Yeah.
See, when they shift in, see? For the winter time, see?
For the winter time?
Yeah, just for the winter time. That's school teacher, yeah? That's where mine went to school to, out there, see?
Did the children look forward to it, and the families look forward to winters in here?
Oh, yes.
Yes, I guess so.
You want to get out of the island.
Mm-hmm. What about Christmas? Would you stay in here for Christmas?
Oh,
or?
Yes. Yeah.
So it must have been lonely on the island then when everybody gone, most of the people gone, eh?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Who would be the people who would stay on the island then? The merchant, I suppose, and his family and the clergy?
Yes, my brother-in-law. Mm-hmm.
Older people, probably.
Yes, yeah. His family.
Would you have a visit from the clergyman then during the winter you were here?
Yes. Oh, yes. You come over to Springdale, see? Butt, his name was. Arthur Butt.
Mr. Boyd, how did you get involved with the explosives and work at that, you're telling me?
Well, I was working in Buckins, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I come to learn it.
What did you have to learn?
Well, you had to learn how to handle it. Mm-hmm. Not be too careless with it. If someone blow their head off or something.
Why did you get involved in that?
A little more money than that, sure.
Was it good money, though?
No, not being about $1.27 an hour, like that.
Well, that was better than what you had got.
$4 savings.
Yes.
Better than 15 cents an hour.
So you were employed by the provincial government?
Oh, yes, yeah. Oh, yes, I worked at Looseport and Batwood and all them places. Harry's Harbor and Kings Point and all them places.
Did you ever have any accidents, anything?
No, never. No. You had to be careful, sir.
Dangerous stuff, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
So, would you go around the coastal boat then?
Oh, no. No, no. We just go on through the roads, you know.
Well, the roads were through then when you were working there.
Yeah. Oh, there was a road through here, sir, for years, you know, but it wasn't paved or nothing.
No, I remember the road from Grand Falls to Halls Bay.
That's right.
That was the furthest you could go then.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't go to Springdale then.
No. But that was quite a jaunt to come up from Grand Falls up here to Halls Bay.
Well, one time you couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You had to come to Badger on train and then come out, see?
Would many people get, like in the wintertime, if they want to go on to the railway, would they leave here and go overland?
Dog team. Yeah.
How long would that take from here to Badger?
Oh, sometimes a day. You get a hard trip, a lot of snow, it'll take you 2 days. But you get good going, you go in there. You leave here about 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, you get in there about 5 or 6 in the evening. That's around 33 miles.
Eh? Tired and hungry then, eh?
Oh, yeah. Cold, though.
Cold, yes.
You couldn't come out in car now, you know. Sit down and come up, eh?
You must see some great changes in life.
Boy, I told the young fella lots of times, come out there in car. My son, I said, I come up there, I said, inch by inch, with down rope, I'll be back. Now you can sit down in your car and come on, eh? An awful difference.
A lot of changes, eh?
Oh, my dear man.
I suppose you think about life on the island, do you ever...
Everything.
Yeah, it comes to your mind,
yes,
about living out there.
Yes.
You had a good life, though, I bet.
Oh, well, we lived.
The Little Bay Islands was a prosperous place.
Oh, yes, sir.
You were telling me there were a lot of vessels out there.
Oh.
You said it was like a forest to see the mast.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And now there's not one there. They're all gone.
Of course, it was mixed fishing there, wasn't it? The Labrador and the inshore. And
yes. All right around.
Yeah.
Right around. Strong's had a wonderful business there, see?
Yes, so I heard.
Oh, Strong, dear man. Strong, the mainstay right around the whole Green Bay, down French Shore everywhere.
So what happened to finish off the prosperity of the island?
Fish went down his boat or something. Mm. Bill died, Bill Strong, and then his father died, and there's only Jim left, and Bert.
Like you say, the fisheries failed year after year.
Yes, went down.
Prices were pretty low.
Schooners went out, and that was it.
I've often heard people say that it's one of the prettiest places in Newfoundland.
It was a nice place, sir. Mm. A wonderful harbor, see?
Mm.
Yeah. Yes, a wonderful harbor.
I wonder who were the first people to go there, Mr. Boy?
Oh, I don't know, sir, but I suppose Skipper Jimmy Strong is about as old a man as it is.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a real old place, was it?
Oh, no, no.
Nothing to be compared with Twillingator.
He has some place, sir. Strong is some place.
Well, you told me that you could remember Sir Richard Squires used to go up there.
Oh, yes.
He was married to Strong's daughter, wasn't he?
He was married to Skipper Jimmy Strong's daughter.
Lady Helena Squires, wasn't it? You said you could remember Sir Richard Squires coming up in a big yacht.
Yes, he had a yacht there.
Visiting his family, or his wife's family, yeah. What do people think of him?
Well, like they think so all
the politicians. Some were for him, some weren't.
Well, he had money, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Well, that's who owned this land, see? Is his son, Bob Squires. You know Bob Squires?
Mm-hmm.
That's who owned this land. That's who I bought this from. I paid $60 for this. I got an acre here, see?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't get it for that today.
No, that's for sure. But did he own much of the valley here?
Oh, no, right on in through. Mm-hmm. Right into the pond. So way back, I can't rightly tell you. Way back, you know, some of the ones was working with Squires or something. They died, and Squires took over or something. And I think that's how they come with this land there. I don't know where everybody owned it, to tell you the truth now.
There was a lot of trouble during Squires' time of government, wasn't it? The riots in St. John's. And his daughter was on CBC Radio the other day, and she...
Yeah?
She had her father down to be a very great man and very honest.
He was honest for himself.
What do the people think of him, though, in Little Bay Islands? They, you know.
Well, we didn't know much about him, you know what I mean? That he just come there to see his wife's father and that, see?
Yeah. Did you know Helena Squires very well, you know?
No.
Did she grow up?
Well. I've seen her.
Yeah. Of course, she went away as a young woman and to study in the mainland.
Yeah. I seen her all right.
But they were a very prosperous family, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they were nice people.
Very respected family, yes. When you came here 40 years ago, now that I guess there was lots of fish in that river, lots of salmon.
Well, there was lots of salmon, always lots of salmon. I wouldn't touch them, see, because again, law, you know.
What then? That's 40 years ago?
Oh, yes, you weren't allowed to catch them. You was never allowed to put a net out there to get them in the rope.
But you could fish there, though, couldn't you?
We got to pay a license, you know.
I mean, 40 years ago, you still had to, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a good salmon river.
Oh, my dear man, there's thousands going up there, thousands.
What about the other wildlife here, Mr. Boyd, when you came here now 40 years ago? Was there...
Wasn't so much, sir.
No?
You had to go up to the white eels, they call it.
Yes, you said, yeah. But I mean about ducks and geese.
Not much like that. Mm. You had to go on up the country, see? Up now, way up to Jim's Pond, or up to the White Hills, up to the Gaff Topsails, or somewhere like that.
So you would have to go up there and get your three, or your father, you said your father got three caribou.
Yeah.
Had to lug them down.
On his back, yeah.
Wow. What kind of men were they, eh? They were supermen, weren't they?
Oh, they were different from what's going now.
And to say nothing of the women, imagine how they worked.
Oh, yes. And he going too.
Would they?
The Mi'kmaq women, you know.
Mm.
Oh, yes.
But, I mean, you know, the ordinary women out here would have to work hard in the make the fish, look after the...
Always make the fish, you know.
Of course, everybody worked. You had to work, didn't you?
Yeah, you had to work, sir.
Else you starved.
There's one thing that are not work or starve, one thing or the other. Not like it is now. You don't work now, you get something to eat.
Yes.
Eh?
But what about the Depression, Mr. Boyd? Was that strike your area very hard, you know, in Little Bay Islands and
yes, sir,
people in this area?
And that was hard enough, sir. 6 cents a day?
Mm. What could you do with 6 cents a day?
Nothing. No one lived on 6 cents a day.
Was that for 6 cents per person?
Oh, yes.
How did the people manage?
I don't know. Well, one thing about it, they had plenty of potatoes and turnips and... get their fish and...
Yeah, but with 6 cents a day, how would he even get the seed potatoes? How would he get...
They'd have them grow up 1 year from the other, see? You go out and fish, see, get a fish seed. Shop out a little bit of lint and get a salmon.
Mm-hmm.
A herring.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't get that. Can't get
that. Well, they would have starved to death all together.
Oh, what's the right now to have starved to death on that,
Do you think people would be able to cope today if we should ever have a Great Depression like that?
No, sir.
Why?
I don't think they sound it.
No.
I don't think they go through it, sir.
Well, let's hope they don't, eh?
No. I hope they don't. Because I work, sir, from Monday morning till Saturday evening without a break. So you keep her going. And that's not living.
But you got it pretty easy now. You got a good life now.
He's no good now because he's finished.
Best is yet to come.
Yes, sir, and he goes in the grave.
Thank you very much, Mr. Boyd.